Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Matt Powell. I'm with Brother Sean Jolly as well as Brother Benjamin Knight. And we just want to do this video to talk about the importance of eternal life and believing that God has given us eternal life in order to be saved. You know, a lot of people will come at us and say, you know, if you believe once saved, always saved. And they use that term as a derogatory term, that it's a false gospel. Most people believe that. You talk to Jehovah's Witness, Mormon, just about any other religion, they mock that phrase, once saved, always saved. The Bible says very clearly that the record that God has given us is eternal life. And Jesus said in John 5:24, he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life." That's life that goes on forever. And the Bible says, "And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death into life." So when you trust Christ as your Savior, it's an eternal gift. And if somebody does not believe it's eternal, you know, by the authority of God's word, we can tell people that those people are typically not saved. It's not typically not saved, they're just not saved. And so, Brother Sean, did you have any thoughts about?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I can attest to that, because the thing is that, you know, for years and years and years, I kind of considered myself a Christian. I was a little on, a little off here and there, not really being firmly rooted in the church coming up as a kid. I got baptized when I was 19 years old, but really all it was is I got wet because I didn't understand eternal security. And so about 4.5 years ago, I saw a basic soul-winning demonstration video that Pastor Steven Anderson did with now Pastor David Berzins. And, you know, the verse that got me was, "In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began." That's Titus 1:2. So when I heard that, along with that you couldn't lose your salvation, that it was eternal, it clicked, it made sense. I got saved, but this is the thing, I didn't realize that I got saved until later when I was out soul winning. So I first heard about soul winning, it was something that I was kind of put off by, I didn't want to do it. I said, that's for other people, not for me. But ultimately I got into soul winning, I started going soul winning, and then Brother Ben Shannon of Steadfast Baptist, I was out with him in Northern Virginia at one time. I think I've told this story before, but you know, I was saying, you know, before I thought I could lose it, and he just very succinctly told me, "Well, then you probably weren't saved." And at that moment is when I realized, you know, I wasn't saved, and I was in danger of hellfire because I didn't understand or believe eternal security. But it's crystal clear, you know, I give that in my gospel presentations in 1 John 5, where it says that if you don't believe God, you've made him a liar because you don't believe that record that God has given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. And when God repeats something, you know it's incredibly important. And God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son, is repeated in Romans 6:23, where it says that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So it's incredibly important.
Yeah, and obviously the scripture that a lot of people go to talk about the just how essential eternal understanding once saved, always saved truly is in 1 John chapter 5, where the Bible says, "He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son." And you know, I'm going to say this loud enough so the whole hotel can hear it. If you believe you can lose your salvation for any reason, then what you're saying is eternal life is really temporal.
Right.
What you're saying is that it's temporary life. Therefore, you don't believe the record that God gave of his Son. Therefore, you're calling God a liar. And if you're calling God a liar and you believe that it's temporary life, what you're saying is you have to work to keep your salvation. But here's the truth. Salvation is free. You don't have to work to attain it. You don't have to work to keep it. If you think you have to work to attain it or keep it, you're going to go to hell forever. And that's why this is an essential doctrine. And you can call it once saved, always saved. You can call it whatever you want. I call it the truth of God's word. And if you reject that truth, then you're rejecting the gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
It's basically on the same lines as, like, you know, you talk to a Jehovah's Witness, you know, and people will say they're a cult. You know, the Jehovah's Witnesses are a cult. And I always pull out the Jehovah's Witnesses statement of faith, where the Jehovah's Witnesses point blank say, "Is once saved, always saved biblical? No. Once saved, always saved is a lie." And they have that right on their website. And so whenever anybody says, "I don't believe once saved, always saved, but you know what, the Jehovah's Witnesses are a cult," I always tell them, "Look, you're teaching the same thing that the Jehovah's Witnesses teach, that you can lose your salvation." And I run into Jehovah's Witness all the time that teach that nonsense. And that's really one of the main reasons back a long time ago that they were originally marked as a cult. But now that Christianity is so watered down, You know, it blows my mind. And it's sad. And in a sense, it's sad we even have to do a video on this because it's such an elementary doctrine. But you know what? I've got friends out there that will make fun of stuff like this, just like the Catholic Church did. And it's time to wake up and just realize that this is an essential. You know, this is a foundational piece of God's Word. And Jesus said very clearly in Matthew chapter 7, he says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. Lord, why aren't you letting us into heaven? And he says, then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. So here's the thing, if somebody goes to hell, it's not because Jesus, he didn't say, oh, I used to know you. You know, I used to know you, buddy. No, he says, if you go to hell, he never knew you. And it's that way in any translation. So any one of us is going to say, oh, that's just King, or anybody that's going to come and say, oh, that's just King James. No, that's every translation. It uses the same wording. I never knew you. So if anybody goes to hell, it's only because Jesus Christ never knew who you were.
Yeah, and basically what it is, I heard one of the preachers bring it up tonight, that of all the thousands of religions that there are in the world, it basically really only boils down to two. And it started way back in the Garden of Eden when the serpent that beguiled Eve, you know, came to her and kind of perverted God's word, saying, yea, hath God said. And ultimately it came to the point between Cain and Abel. You know, Abel brought the sacrifice of the lamb. Cain brought the fruits of the field, the fruits of his own labor, the work of his own hands. And now, ultimately, if you look at religions everywhere, it's either going to be by your own deeds and your own works, or it's going to be by faith. So Christianity is the only true religion that says, you know, hey, salvation is by faith. Now, since the days of, like, the Roman Catholic Church and all these other religions that are coming out and saying, hey, you just have to do works, you have to do works, you have to do works, you know, now we're in a time when Satan has basically just kind of repackaged that and said, well, you know, you don't have to do works, but you do have to repent of your sins. You do have to turn from your sins, which really is just a backdoor work salvation by saying, well, if you're turning from your sins, you're keeping the commandments. You're doing the deeds of the law. But the Bible says very clearly in Romans 3 that by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in the sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. The only thing that the law serves for is to show us the difference between right and wrong, and to show us very, very clearly that we are wrong, that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. So faith alone means you're not trusting in yourself, your own goodness, your own ability to keep the law. It's putting your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to take care of what you've done wrong.
Absolutely. And the Bible says in James chapter 1, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Now listen to this. This man shall be blessed in his deed. That doesn't say this man shall be saved. This man shall be blessed in his deed. You want to do good works? You want to read your Bible? You want to go soul winning? You want to live for God? Hey, great. You're going to be blessed for that. You'll earn rewards in heaven for that. But if that's what you're relying on, if that's what you're trusting to be saved, the Bible says you're condemned. I mean, if you look at Romans chapter 4 and verse 14, it says, for if they which are of the law, and I think this is appropriate for the Marching to Zion Conference, because there's multiple applications, I think. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. Not only does that apply to these Judaizing weirdos and the Jews themselves who are, you know, these people who want to hold fast to the old covenant and say, unless you follow that, then you can't be saved. That also applies to the Christian, to the false Christian who would say, you must do good works in order to get to heaven. Yeah, it's faith alone, but you can't live however you want. The Bible says, if that's your mentality, if you mix the faith with the works, according to Romans 4:14, your faith is made void, and the promise of eternal life is made of none effect unto you. So this is how dangerous it is to be screwed up on something like this.
And before you get all angry at Brother Ben, you know, because I've heard a lot of people say, oh, you know, he's filled with hate. No, there's nothing more loving than telling people the truth about salvation.
Amen.
And telling it straightforward, telling it like it is. And I am sick and tired of these lame Christians that will not just tell you straightforward what the truth is. And when it comes to salvation, you either believe it's eternal or it's not. And in fact, I had to produce a whole movie for my friends, and it was really because of my friends. And I hope you're listening to this, and I hope you've made it this far into the video, and I hope God convicts you. And in the description below, we're going to have the Bible Way to Heaven. by Pastor Stephen Anderson. I highly recommend you check out that video. But, you know, I would just like to say in closing, just because somebody's passionate about God's Word doesn't mean they're filled with hate. Jesus flipped tables in the synagogues, you know. And everybody has this idea that Jesus just went around just doing all these miracles. And he did do miracles. But they have this idea that he never rebuked anybody and just said, oh, you know, let's just open our doors and love everybody. Jesus didn't do that. Jesus said to the Pharisees, he says, you're a generation of vipers. He says, you're making twofold more the children of hell than yourselves. And he says, this work salvation is a bunch of nonsense. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. So the Bible says, if you trust Christ, or if you believe on his name, you have eternal life. And I would like to just say to all of my homeschool friends that are in the Hebrew Roots movement that have reached out to me, look, there is none other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. Satan is trying to get you disconnected from biblical salvation by faith alone. He's trying to mock once saved, always saved. Did you guys know Satan hates that phrase, once saved, always saved? He hates that phrase. And just because you hate it tells me that you're actually being manipulated by the devil. The Bible says the devil walketh about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And your flesh is going to love work salvation.
Yeah.
You know, and please, again, don't get mad at us for telling you the truth. And when it comes to the name of Jesus Christ, the name of Jesus is attacked today. And Jesus is a universal name for God, for Christ. And that is the name above every name. The Bible says there is none other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved.
Absolutely. Amen. And the beautiful thing is that the Bible is a self-defining book. In the book of Genesis, chapter 1, he's defining day, he's defining night, he's defining seas and the dry land, he calls it earth. But when we get to Matthew chapter 1, and that very first passage, it defines the name of Jesus. It says in the prophecy where the angel comes to Joseph and says that she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. It didn't say that he came to be a good teacher to show us the way so we could get ourselves saved or we could keep the commandments or follow in his footsteps in order to work our way to heaven. It says he shall save us from our sins. And just like John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus Christ, came and he said, behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. So it's him, the sacrifice, the perfect sacrifice, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. We can't cleanse ourselves with our own filthy hands. The analogy that I like to give a lot of folks is this. It's like if we're supposed to be viewed as like spiritual children, you know, you take a child, you put them in a high chair, you give them spaghetti, the spaghetti gets everywhere. It's on their face, it's in their nose, it's on their clothes, it's all over their hands. They couldn't, with those same filthed up hands, turn around and clean themselves. They need to have somebody else come and do it for them. So in the spiritual sense, it's the washing of the regeneration through the water of the Word. We need the Lord Jesus Christ to do that for us. If we were to look at who's going to fix your car, who are you trusting in? You're going to trust in the plumber? No. The electrician? No. You're going to trust in the mechanic. When it comes to salvation, who is the Savior, right? Who is the only one that can save your soul? Who's the only one that died on the cross for you? And they're given, he offers you the gift of eternal life, not temporary life. If you read through the book of John, it's very clear. Over and over and over again, it says eternal life, everlasting life. I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And if somebody doesn't believe that, they're not saved, because that's what God said. That's what Jesus Christ said. It's the same thing to say, you know, if the mechanic says, I can fix your car, and you don't trust them, that means you don't believe them. So the same thing with Jesus Christ is all you have to do is believe in me, and you have everlasting life. If you don't believe that, you're not trusting him, so you're not saved.
And just to piggyback off of that, the Bible says, Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. The death, burial, and resurrection doesn't apply to you if you believe that you can work your way to heaven. And one last thing. This is for you, Tyler Doka. You infiltrator, you liar, you reprobate. It says in John chapter 11, Jesus himself says, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
Amen.
You place your faith in him, you're not going to go to hell for 1 second, 1 minute, 1 hour, 1 year, 10 years, 5 years. You're saved from hell for all of eternity. You have eternal life. It starts in this life. It continues in heaven.
Amen.
Take a break. My bag is too.
In closing, we just want to do this video based on the fact that there's a lot of people that think that most people believe in the gift of eternal life, or once saved, always saved. That's not true. We just want to look. get on all these, and in fact, I'm going to link them in the description below, all the websites of all these so-called Christian denominations that claim you can lose your salvation, and you will see firsthand that it's like the devil has blinded their minds. They'll all say, in the Orthodox Church, and we'll close with this, you know, the Orthodox Church, and their statement of faith says that, you know, those who only have faith in Christ, those who rely only on faith in Christ, risk the loss of eternal salvation. There is no risks with God. God is not, it's not a risky thing. You know, there's no risks with the Lord. And so when it comes to salvation, it's not risky, it's not complicated. The Bible says that, you know, God warned us several times. He says, beware lest your minds become corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. There's simplicity in Christ. And when people tell me that salvation is complicated, that's just a strong indicator that they're definitely not saved. So folks, I would encourage you, watch The Bible Way to Heaven if you're not sure you're saved, and just place your faith in Christ, knowing that the gift is eternal. God bless.